I can tell you, dear. Your funny disposition almost drives me wild. I know that you can be so nice and sweet to me. You treat me just as though I'm a child. Each time I want a pass and think that I'm all set, you play so hard to get. Oh, don't be like that. I want a little kiss, just one you'll never miss. But you don't want a kiss, so don't be like that. I don't know why, but you love to tease me. If you just try, you will find it easy to please me. We're in a quiet place, I say, oh, let's embrace. You laugh right in my face, oh, don't be like that.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior. It's great to be here tonight. the driving wasn't too good, but we got here. We got here all right. Yes, it was worse last night, so that's. I'm glad I didn't have a show last night. This radiola is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and tonight I guess it's a mixed bag, mostly shellac recordings tonight. We began with Annette Hanshaw as Patsy Young, doing her Helen Kane bit, Don't Be Like That, 1929. Adrian Rollini in his orchestra, Stuff, etc., which I think is the appropriate flagship for our little scowl fun tonight. That was from 1936 off an old Decca. And our theme, which you well know, or well, perhaps you will learn to love as time goes on. We're going to continue with another Velveteen, an acoustic recording from 1926, the Broadway Bellhops, Jimmy Flynn on the vocal here. And it's counterintuitive time. Hello, Bluebird.
Thank you. shall not go roaming like I did again. I'll stay home and be a kid again. Hello, bluebird, hello.
Thank you.
That's a boy. That I don't know, man. That with that Fats was playing. That's piano is a wonderful instrument, but when you get that rumbling in the bass with those pedals and everything going on at once, you got to say something. The organ's a pretty neat instrument, and that's Fats in January 1927. As Thomas Waller, by the way, he was not known as Fats yet. Soothing Syrup. 1927. Before that, Hot Honey. So, you know, you may want some tea with some of that stuff in it. If really, this weather would be just perfect if you're up in this realm of the country. Hot Honey was from 1925. Mackenzie's Candy Kids, which was the Mound City Blue Blowers. Eddie Lang was in there, but I think that solo was by Jack Bland. He was strumming away to show he could do it, but you heard Eddie Lang playing the guitar behind the action there. And that was acoustically recorded. The other side of that record, which I will play in the second half of the show, was electrically recorded in later September 25. So they were just making the switch over, and that record is an anomaly in that one side is acoustic and the other side is electric. And before that, the Broadway Bellhops, Jimmy Flynn, 1926, Hello Bluebird. This is Radiola, and I haven't seen any bluebirds. Of course, any bird out there right now would probably be blue, just out of the principle of the thing. But, you know, you got to keep warm, that's all. Radiola is here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And I'm glad you're here. Yeah. We're going to continue now with Ethel Waters. Beautiful copy of this. I just got one of these. Some of them I've had a while. Some are they're just floating around a bit in my collection. Some are, but here they are. Ethel Waters in 1929, a song from King Vidor's Hallelujah, and I think this was written by Irving Berlin. Waiting at the End of the Road.
Roaming on, yearning to see the dawn, counting the hours till I can lay down my load. Weary, but I don't mind, knowing that soon I'll find peace and contentment
at the end of the road. The way is long, the night is dark, but I don't mind, 'cause a happy lark will be singing at the end of the road. I can't go wrong, I must go right, I'll find my way, 'cause a guiding light will be shining at the end of the road. There may be thorns in my path, but I'll wear a smile, 'cause in a little while my path will be roses. The rain may fall from up above, but I won't stop, 'cause the ones I love will be waiting at the end of the road.
So clearly little words. Eight little letters which simply mean I love you.
Wait, man, what in the world are you singing about? Don't you know that's all out of date?
Why, who are you?
I'm the Sheiky man. That's who I be. And all the gals, they fall for me. You loving men from Arabia ain't chic no more you used to be. You sang a song for years, it seems, but there's better ways to capture queens. I choose this way that fits my means. Here's what won the gals in New Orleans.
Verdict is yes. WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. Well, it's right on the half hour. It's kind of a station ID. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radio, and that was Red Nichols and his five pennies, all 11 of them, and Jack Teagarden singing that record. That's off the shellac. Yeah, these are all these ones, except for one, with one exception. Some of them have been reissued a bit, some haven't. Some you will be hearing probably for the first time, unless you're a seasoned collector. But many of these have been out different places. But I've got the documents here. I got the real thing. I'm using them. Yes, 1930, The Sheik, as it says on the label, off Brunswick 4885. And Glenn Miller was in there, and he was just playing da-da, 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 behind Jack's solo. So I can see why he didn't, he wasn't too thrilled. He had to step back and let Jack do it, and he was probably the only person who wasn't really terribly fond of Teagarden, unfortunately. Because, what can you do? You know, some people are lovable so much that there's got to be some contrarian out there. Before that, Frank Crummett, nice copy of that on an HMV label, and not the Victor from 1933. Little Words, being with Ethel Waters, Waiting at the End of the Road, 1929. And we'll be playing the other side of that recording near the end of the show, and that's when it should be played. Boy, oh boy. Well, you'll know what it is as soon as you get to it. We're going to continue now on Radiola, and it's just a, yeah, whatever. You know, it's one of those evenings. Very, pretty rotten out. A couple more stepped off the planet this week that was rather sad. Salinger did. And I have to say, I've never been a big fan of his stuff. I don't know if that makes me a Philistine or what. You heard me rave last week about Robert B. Parker, and that's probably a pretty accurate assessment of my taste. I read Salinger's stuff, but I'm let's give him his due. But I'm still trying to find that record that he mentions in Catcher in the Rye. Whatever the heck that record is, I don't think it exists. So I don't know. We'll have to look for that. But on a totally different topic, here's King Oliver and his orchestra, 1930. And this was nice getting this. The other side's even better, but this is great. Don't You Think I Love You? Thank you.
gonna snap my fingers, strutting like a peacock, feeling like a millionaire. Gonna stamp my feet, gonna start to whistle, strutting like a peacock, feeling like a millionaire. Why, she said she loved me, what a great surprise. You know I love her, you can tell it by my eyes. Gonna clap my hands, gonna snap my fingers, strutting like a peacock, feeling like a millionaire.
The Mound City Blue Blowers, a champion out of, one of the DECA champions. And that was Billy Wilson on the vocal, which I didn't note in my playlist, but I remembered it was. 1936, Bunny Berrigan is in there. And why shouldn't he be? I'm going to clap my hands. Maybe I'll kill a mosquito, I don't know. Before that, a very unusual record, so unusual that I just had to have it. The Georgia Washboard Stompers with Sophisticated Lady in 1933. I don't think the Duke envisioned that for Washboard, but it works. I'm just waiting for the Baby Soda Band or somebody to take it up now that I've played it. It's good. Starting with King Oliver's Orchestra, great 1930 group. Don't You Think I Love You? The Other Side's coming up in the next hour. This is Radio All. I'm Annie Senior, and this is frankly, it's a miscellany. I have to say that, but I'm not apologizing for that. I'm reveling in it. There's a consistency of form, anyway. But we have a set of acoustic numbers coming up, beginning with Ross Gorman and his Virginians, a vocal by Heaney and White. Every Little While, from 1926.
Thank you.
happy now wherever you may be. Just here ago tonight, you remember all the golden hours of happiness we knew. Loved you ever since the day I met you. Though you're far away, I can't forget you. Every little while I murmur, I love you.
Thank you. I make you happy when you made me cry. It made you happy when we said goodbye. By all the stars above you, I'd like to hate you like I love you. I thought that I was yours and you are mine, but you are someone else's all the time. You made me love you, you made me sigh, and yet it made you happy when you made me cry.
I'd hate to hate you like I love you. Well, that sounds like too much work. Better not even try that. That was the Asterites, basically Fred Rich and his band. Paul Hagen on the vocal. It made you happy when you made me cry. That's rather sadistic. 1926. Before that, the Southampton Society Orchestra, Irving Kaufman, singing it there for you on an old perfect. I miss my Swiss. And I could tell there's, you know, Adrian Rollini was definitely in there. Nobody sounded like that on the bass sax. So my assumption is, and it may not be valid, is that that was a California Ramblers organization in the studio that day in 1925. Before that, Ross Gorman and his Virginians from 1926, Every Little While. Heaney and White, a little bit of hot, a lot of nice little hot solos in there all the way through. You gotta wait for them, but they're there. And this is Andy Senior with Radiola. I'm so glad you're aboard tonight, and I'm glad to be here. It was worth crawling along the various roads to get here. It was very very appropriate. Here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Please tune in for Mark Fuller's Retro Radio, radio just like you remember it, and you'll love it. I dare say you will. But tonight, Friday is Radiola night. Saturday, probably for the foreseeable future, again will be Mark Fuller until the summertime. So tune in Saturday, would you? And we're going to continue. This is a request from a friend of mine, Mark, out in San Francisco, an old friend of mine. I've known him for, going on 40 years now, probably. So I guess that constitutes an old friend. And he said, you know, I'm out in San Francisco. I wish I'd get Radiola out in San Francisco. And he said, hey, wait, I can. He said, play some of R. Crumb's Cheap Suit Serenaders. And I said, I got him. So our special featurette for this Radiola will be Robert Crumb and the Cheap Suit Serenaders, recorded in 1976. Here's something. I like this tune. So let's hear the Cheap Suit version of Persian Rug.